There's no more powerful lesson than knowing that your setbacks will one day help you succeed. Said by Reshma Sujani. We are the number systems team at WPI, and I'm Amaya.
Radisha.
Callie.
Wendy.
Hannah.
And this is Girls Talk Math.
So, we are going to talk a little about her life and biography. Reshma was born in Illinois in 1974. She is Gujarati Indian descendant. When their parents immigrated from Uganda in the 1970s, they changed their names from Mukuda and Madhu to Mina and Mike.
Why did they change their names?
This was to get jobs. So when interviews look at their resume beforehand, they will focus on their qualifications rather than where they come from. Reshma continued her education in college.
What is she majoring?
She's majoring in political science at the University of Illinois. However, her journey didn't end there as she faced many problems in her work life.
What was difficult for her?
It took her 3 tries to get into Yale Law School. Also, she was participating in her first protest when she was 13 years old.
In 2010, Reshma became the first Indian American woman to run for Congress. However, the media only talk about superficial things such as her shoes instead of her actual campaign. This concluded in her only getting 19% of the votes and her entire campaign flopping. After that, she spent more than a decade building movements to fight for women and girl economic empowerment, and most recently advocating for policies to support moms' impact by the pandemic. Throughout her career, she made many significant fights and service for women in the workforce and still continue, but to understand her accomplishments, we have to understand her childhood.
Reshma's childhood environment really helped shape her into who she is today. She was a victim of bullying when she was in middle school, which ranged from hateful language being spray painted on her house, like, go back to your country, to getting into fights with racist girls in her grade. This would almost always end up in her mother crying and asking Reshma's dad why they came to this country. Reshma's home life and parents, especially her father, also made her realize that it is possible to have a work-life balance. In a time when many women would stay at home and take care of the house, Reshma grew up watching both her parents working and equally contributing to the housework. This led her to believe that it is possible for women to work and to take care of children and the house, which made her very career-dominated.
Reshma founded the organization Girls Who Code, which is an international nonprofit organization that works to close the gender gap in the technology industry. Despite the fact that she herself does not code, Reshma founded this organization to encourage young girls and women to enter fields in STEM. Reshma saw a glaring need for change, and through relentless devotion and personal courage, she created an ambitious new brand to make that change happen, as well as Girls Who Code, which was a response to the way women are discriminated against in fields such as technology. She also made her opinion towards this matter known through her books. Her book, Brave Not Perfect, showcases her idea that women need to take risks and not focus on being the picture of perfection. Of course, people fail all the time, and that failure is normal, but we often come out of failure stronger than before. Through her books and videos online, Reshma inspires many people.
We all did extensive research on Reshma, but YouTube comments under her interviews show how other people of all ages are also influenced by her legacy. For example, Reshma Sujani's TED Talk video has inspired a fifth grade student where sharing this video changed the behavior of her friends, family, and teachers to a middle-aged blind man, realizing he does not need perfection. Bravery is better.
I believe that the messages that Reshma Sujani sends to young women and girls are extremely inspiring, as she often talks about how despite the fact that women are often cast aside when it comes to jobs that are male-dominated, they should take those risks and apply for those jobs in order to someday change the gender gap in STEM careers.
Yeah, I agree with Callie. I feel like Reshma Sujani is a very empowering woman. Despite her difficult childhood, she was able to persevere through all the disadvantages society put through her. I really admire how she dedicated her life advocating for women in the workforce and building other women up. I feel others would just mind their own business and continue their work once they reach the level that she did. But she used her platform and power to advocate for others.
Yeah, it's important that women follow her example and stand up for what's right.
I strongly believe that Reshma Sujani has become an immense inspiration to many girls over the years of building her legacy, Girls Who Code. I personally love the fact that she teaches that we don't always have to try and perfect simple things, and that failures are a part of life. Radisha and I were in Girls Who Code, and I can confidently say that we have not only learned how to code, but we also learned to take risks and get comfortable with making mistakes.
Yeah, I agree. Girls Who Code was a very inspirational experience. You could definitely tell how their main goal was empowering girls and encouraging us to take risks.
Girls Who Code was very inspiring because Reshma is one of the women who decided to do something on behalf of all other women. Something that makes me very proud, since there are many women who look at her as an example.
I like and believe that Reshma inspired Indian girls and also all the girls, women in the world. I like one quote from her, which is, "Just because I fail, it doesn't mean you shouldn't try to." That quote could say is a word of encouragement to all girls or women in the world.
One takeaway from this podcast is to take risks and don't be perfect. I'm Radisha.
I'm Callie.
Amaya.
Wendy.
Anna.
And this is Girls Talk Math.
Girls are smart. Every equation you do is a form of art. It's time to get together. Fly a rocket, build a house, and control the weather with math.
Math.
Yeah. Yes. Who here likes math is not a man. You could be a female mathematician.